All right. What is the name of this podcast?
Message recap.
Are you? I thought this was, what was the old word?
Weekly follow up.
Oh yeah, message. Are you ready?
We're ready. I'm so ready. I can't tell you.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Transformation Church
message recap podcast.
Let's go.
I literally can't get it right. Message recap podcast. We are back for a couple weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
I always want to call it the old name. I cannot get it out of my head. You know, we did it for so long.
We did. It was like second nature.
No, but what y'all don't know is literally right before we came on, I asked what the name of it was.
Yeah, and we clarified.
And I did turn to the camera and said it wrong. But here we are. We are back for another episode. What's up? Nate's back.
Yeah, I'm back. Two weeks in a row.
Keep letting him show up, man. It's great.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you don't have other stuff to do?
No. He doesn't. He needs to go watch Dumb and Dumber. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, I need to. I still haven't watched it.
I'm glad you said that to the whole church because they need to know.
Yeah.
Do you not seen that?
Yeah, you really.
That's a classic movie. We ought to just set one, you know, find an evening, have a movie night.
I'm down. You know? Team building.
I mean, we'll put it on the big screen in here if we have to or something.
Yeah. That's what we should do.
It's a classic movie.
I mean, I looked for it before and they had Dumb and Dumber 2 on like Netflix
or something.
But they didn't have Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it. Like, I've tried to watch it, but.
You know what's good?
You didn't try hard enough. It's out there.
Oh, yeah, you know what's good about Dumb and Dumber is it's not. If I said the movie like Step Brothers is hilarious and you have to watch it, the problem with that statement is it's a lot of language.
It's a very coarse movie, not something I should be recommending.
You know, where Dumb and Dumber is just not like that. I mean, I would venture to say, I wouldn't say clean, that's probably not the right word.
Sure.
But I don't know that it's full of cuss words.
No.
Maybe there's a couple in there. Like, it's PG-13, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's full of cuss words and, like, are a lot of, like, sexual stuff. Like, anything like that. Like, a kid could watch it, or if a kid was in the room and you wouldn't be, like, it wouldn't be weird.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
It's a great movie. It's literally a great movie.
PG-13.
You've never seen clips or anything?
Maybe. Does one dude has like a gap in his teeth, right?
With a chip tooth, a bowl cut.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
One of the funniest human beings to ever walk the planet.
Yeah.
That's a real chip in his tooth, by the way.
Really?
He wears like a cap thing normally, but anyways, great movie.
Jim Carrey was like I idolized Jim Carrey growing up. Like every Jim Carrey movie, I knew all of them, all the way up to like Me, Myself, and Irene. That's where I kind of fell off a little bit. But
Cable Guy, that was funny.
It is, but it's like
there was a couple that I didn't care for. He was a little much. Like The Mask is a little eh.
That's where he's the green guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That like to me, that's not that good of a movie. It's just the whole premise is kind of stupid. You know what I mean? Like it's just
in comparison to Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but like two dumb guys is real. You know, a mask isn't. You know what I'm saying? Like we got two gum. I mean, there's one dumb guy in the room. No. You know, and then of course Ace Ventura was very good. Both of them.
Have you seen those?
No.
Oh my God.
None of the Pet Detectives?
No.
Okay.
Chicago.
Yeah, I think the only Jim Carrey movie that I really watched was
Bumblebee Tuna?
No, what's the it was in like a dome, the something game or
The Truman Show?
Truman Show. Yeah, Truman Show.
Which they filmed in Destin.
In 38.
And that's not even like a real comedy. I mean,
that wasn't even in his top 20 movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's imagine growing up. And the Truman Show is what you know of Jim Carrey.
Wow. But like, I'm like Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell. That's like the kind of people that I watch.
They exist because Jim Carrey paved the way, brother. You just need to know that.
Jim Carrey, too, if you go on like YouTube and look at his old school when he was on, he started SNL. On In Living Color.
In Living Color, I mean, yeah.
Which was a competitor to SNL.
Fire Marshal Bob, or Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill. So In Living Color was great because it has, like, you know the Wayans brothers?
Nope.
Major Payne?
Yes. Oh, that's
the Wayans brothers were a lot of them were on In Living Color.
Yeah,
it was kind of like I don't want to say because I don't know if this is right, but like it was like
yes, you're right.
It gave more black people a chance than coming up in that world than
and SNL Living Color did. Was the urban version of SNL.
Yeah. Gotcha. And but there were white people on it, Jim Carrey being one. But it was like they gave more career starts to than SNL.
Jim Carrey was to In Living Color what I was to Palm Sunday on Sunday night.
Gotcha. Makes
sense. But he had a character like Fire Marshal Bill that was funny. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, yeah, he was.
Let me tell you something. Let's just say walking down the street. Oh my gosh.
What's the funniest movie to you?
Oh man. One of the funniest movies. I love the Adam Sandler movies, like Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy.
Okay, that's acceptable.
I got tired of Adam Sandler's comedic style very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think some of those to me, it's like when things aren't like Happy Gilmore. It's not by any means one of the funniest movies you've ever seen, but to me it's like nostalgic. It's one of those we watch, like Billy Madison.
Yeah,
Billy Madison growing up all the time. Is it that funny? Not really. I can, you know, I could quote the movie verbatim, you know, but there's like 10 or 15 movies. When we were kids, we had this local movie store in Milton that you could get five movies for five days for $5. And it wasn't new releases. It was older movies. So every other weekend when me and my brother and my two stepsisters were all there at my mom's house, my stepdad would go rent. And it was the Ace Ventura stuff. It was the Jim Carrey stuff. It was Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Clueless, Major Payne. There's like – there's 10 or 15 movies in rotation that I could quote all – the movie Clueless, I could quote all day long.
I totally paused.
Yeah, that movie was funny. And are they the greatest movies ever? No, but very nostalgic and like what we watched.
Yeah.
It was a stop sign.
But I even like the what's the Adam Sandler where they all come together? They're like friends from
grown-ups.
High school. Grown-ups.
Grown-ups. That's hilarious.
That's fun.
Yeah. Grown-ups is good. Well, I think Grown-ups is good because
Sandler, in that stage now too, though.
Well, that's funny. And they scripted the storyline, but so much of that is improv.
It's like themselves.
Adam Sandler made so much room for them to just show up and do their thing that it's like a lot of it is like naturally funny.
Yeah. You know? But I liked it because I feel like that's a stage of life. Like I've gotten together with friends that we were like that.
Yeah,
like, let's all get together. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, but it's funny because you have David Spade is in it. Tommy Boy was another one David Spade is in that. He's kind of like the one that hadn't grown up yet.
Yeah.
Or still trying to live like he's in his 20s or whatever.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Maze.
That's a good movie. When they're looking at his daughter, the one guy's daughter, and they're like rotating.
We need to rotate. Which one of us is looking? I don't know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, good movie.
Anyways, back to reality here.
Not that Nate's seen any of these, but.
No, I wouldn't say comedic movies are my favorite.
Nate, give us your top five movies. I'm gonna give you grace because I hate when people ask me that question.
He's gonna say
we already talked about this.
Yeah, but like I don't remember
a month or two ago.
Yeah, but you were talking and I wasn't listening. But
was it us?
It might have been you and me.
Yeah,
it might have been you and me.
Okay, I was not part of
this. We gotta talk about the same thing. Yeah. Again.
Yeah. All right.
Well, now we're in movie lane, and the audience wants to know. So let's go.
All right. So
no particular order.
All right. No particular order. I've said. The Notebook, yeah. That's like no particular order, but The Notebook, right? And like you guys say, I'm not advocating for some of these movies because they're not all like Christian, you know.
Yeah, disclaimer out there. Great, disclaimer. Yeah, perfect. Right. Sure. None of mine are Christian movies, yeah.
All right, so The Shawshank Redemption.
Great, great movie. That's good. That's great, acceptable.
All right, yeah.
The Notebook is ridiculous choice.
I love it. I'm a sucker for a rom-com or like a romantic like movie, like, you know, just like, yeah, like
that ain't a rom-com. Romantic. That's a rom-com.
I know, but like like a romance, like rom-com, like that
so,
that kind of
right,
stuff.
So you're down for a rom or
but
a rom-com?
You watch some of that all the time, like more than once.
That movie is probably the movie that I watch like the most in my life. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, it's crazy. There's something about the love story and them growing old and then dying together, holding hands. Like
dude,
that is.
This makes just, so much sense.
That's
it
amazing.
Makes so much. No wonder old people love you so much.
It's a great story, and I've seen it once. That was enough.
I'm with Carrie. All right,
The Blind Side. I love sports movies, so The Blind Side. You know, Sandra Bullock is one of my favorite actresses of all time. Like, she's a great, great actress. There's some. I'm trying to think.
Shawshank's acceptable.
Yeah, Shawshank.
You're one for three.
Leonardo DiCaprio is my favorite actor, so I'm trying.
That makes so much sense.
My favorite actor. He's good.
You know, yeah. You model that man's haircuts.
Name a movie then. Yeah. Which one it is?
I mean, there's just multiple movies that he's played in that is just phenomenal that I love.
You're answering it like you're trying to hit a word count on an essay right now.
I'm trying to think of the one movie that...
I like the movie that he plays in where he plays the character that the character is the guy that he plays.
I'm trying to think of the one movie that I like of all time.
What's Sidney Gilbert great?
The Revenant.
That's a good one. That's Remnant, phenomenal.
That was before
Revenant you... Revenant was a good one. Phenomenal
Catching whatever, Great Gatsby.
Catch Me If You Can. That's a good one.
Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby, that's like... I love Great Gatsby.
Okay.
Great movie.
Departed.
Departed's good. Yeah.
That has everybody in it.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Titanic's
a great movie.
Yeah.
The Aviator.
Aviator.
Yeah. The Aviator.
Yeah. Oh, that's Kyle, by the way, back there, everyone.
Yeah.
There's
great
movies. He's in Django.
Yeah. Django. That's in, with, what's his name?
Definitely not promoting that one.
Yeah. But yeah. Not promoting that one.
But it's,
it's quite
a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other one, Good Will Hunting, that's one of my all-time... I like the late 90s, early 2000s, like serious, like good story movies. Yeah.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island's a phenomenal movie.
You're still missing, to me, like one of his best movies of all time.
Yeah.
Inception.
Inception.
That's Inception good is, one. Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Not promoting.
Definitely
not. I wasn't going to say that one, but yeah.
I'm just talking about movies that he's in.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, no.
Romeo and Juliet was good because someone I read, I don't.
Blood Diamond.
Or someone told me. Oh, that's a diamond. Yeah.
Blood Diamond's
the Man in the Iron Mask. That was our world more than it was yours. But
with Romeo and Juliet, it's one of the most accurate as far as the actual
storyline
in a Romeo and Juliet movie. But obviously, the setting is different. But
Right. Modern setting.
Yeah.
Well, modern then. Yeah. So, all right. So, out of that list, what's on your top five?
Yeah. So, Good Will Hunting, Blindside.
Good Will Hunting is a good movie. I'll give you a pass Redemption. On that. Okay.
That's four.
Well, kind of.
Are you a Denzel fan?
Yes, absolutely. So, Remember the Titans.
That's a good movie.
Great movie.
I mean, that's a phenomenal. Like sports movies. I mean, all those. I mean,
oh yeah,
Rudy.
I like Rudy. That I love that movie. Rudy's a great. Like the Chariots of Fire. I don't know if you ever seen that. It's an old track movie that I love. It was like, yeah. So
yeah.
I mean, all right.
Well,
I have good movie taste. But
that's
you tainted it with Notebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Justin's number one movie of all time, which is Forrest Gump.
Love Forrest Gump.
That's your number one movie of all time?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons in that movie you could take out of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? If that was real, obviously it's a fake movie, but when you watch the movie, like this moron, seeming moron, was like every big thing in history. He's like
Justin means that in the best of ways, ladies and gentlemen. Just
yeah, I mean, if you watch the movie, you know, he's like, yeah. No disrespect. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like this simpleton. Yeah. Well, I don't know the better word.
Yeah.
This simple guy from Alabama.
Yeah. The character lacks intelligence.
Yeah. So he's a moron.
Carry on.
He's like in all these major things in history. Like, you know, he's like in the back when they redid the black and white and he met the president. Four times and all this stuff, yep. But you know,
it is funny.
It's a good movie. I like Tom Hanks a lot in his movies.
Yeah, Toy Story is my favorite Disney.
There's certain actors I like: Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, Mark Wahlberg. To me, like some of these guys, Will Smith until recently, like it seems like whatever they're in is good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
There's so many movies that. Oh, like to me are just like so good, and I think some of them too are ahead of the time. When you say Will Smith, it reminded me of that movie Enemy of the State. You ever see that one?
Absolutely,
dude. Talk about being ahead of its time.
Absolutely.
You know, now fast forward 20-something years since that movie got made, and it's like, dude, they were on to something.
Yeah, that was the NSA after him and stuff. Yeah, that was a great movie. But he was in like, you know, even like
1998,
I Am Legend, you know, things like that. Yeah. I mean, there's good movies. Even The Bad Boy, at least the first two.
Yeah.
But, you know, then Denzel has so many Training Day.
Denzel's Deja never missed. Never miss. Yeah, yeah. Man on Fire. Oh,
Man on Fire, yeah. So that's the hard part about movies. There's so many just good movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing with a question like favorite movie. Are we talking about like the movie you'd want to watch all the time, which may not be in your top 10, but it's like...
It's the Desert Island Game.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the best movie. It's what would you want to watch over and over again?
Or it's like, what's your favorite restaurant? When people ask me what's my favorite restaurant, I'm like, well, that's a weird question because my favorite restaurant I go to the least because it's, you know...
Well, it's like favorite or best. Big difference between your favorite and the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is my favorite and it is the best, but I eat there the least because of you're not going to go to Global Grill once a week, you know? Like, where do I eat the most? That's a different question, which, you know, so... Yeah, man. Yeah. There's some good stuff out there.
Another one I thought of, Coach Carter. Have you seen Coach Carter?
Coach Carter's
that's
good.
Absolutely. That's my top five.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Which I think Samuel L. Jackson is a drastically overrated actor, actually.
Really?
Yep.
So. Wasn't he in Training Day, too?
No.
He was in The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. Aim for the Bushes. Him and The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I actually think he's a overrated actor.
And personally. I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan, so like obviously another one you can't advocate for, but like Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson, he does great in that.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson is known for characters that require one-liners. Go back and watch any Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, like The Negotiator, that's a good one that he stars in. There's one called Rules of Engagement. That's really good. He's in the military and a Marine, and that one's good. But anyways.
I would say his early stuff was better than his later stuff. I will say that. But nonetheless, I'm with you, man.
You mentioned movies in your message Sunday. Or was that last week?
That was this past Sunday.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Tombstone.
Major Pain. Tombstone.
What movie? I don't think I've ever seen Tombstone.
I have no doubt.
Wow.
Have no doubt, Nate.
It's got Wyatt Earp.
It's Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, man.
These are real,
talk about an all-star cast.
These are real people. Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday were in the Old West.
Yeah.
They're real people.
Have you like heard of them at all? Like ever? Like in history?
Doc Holliday sounds familiar.
Okay. This is like, these are real people. Like this is.
They were real.
This is real.
Gotcha.
Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, Billy Bob Thornton, Bill Paxton. What was that one dude with the mustache?
Can't think. The older guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. I mean, really good movie.
It is.
Yeah. Tombstone is a town in the Old West. And like, you know, they come in and they kind of set up shop as the law to keep order in the town. But, you know, they're a little
corrupt. Val Kilmer, Kurt Russell, Sam Elliott is who we're thinking of.
Sam Elliott.
Bill Paxton, Jason Priestley, Billy Bob Thornton, Michael Rooker, Billy Zane.
It's a good movie. Watch it.
Stephen Lang, Thomas Hayden Church.
Val Kilmer plays Wyatt Earp.
Terry O'Quinn.
And just does such a good... There's been other movies, too, of those characters over the years, of those people.
Yeah.
But Tombstone's probably the best one, for sure.
Tombstone did such a good job. Not that I'm just saying you need to go watch Tombstone, but one of the things... Like, Tombstone has so many iconic... Like, there are things in culture, phrases that you've heard people use... That are from that movie that you probably don't even know were from that movie. Like, I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Like, that's from that movie. He hasn't heard that before.
I've never said that before in my life.
Of course, you've never heard. What was that phrase when I said it was raining?
Yeah, the bottom fell out.
He'd never heard that before ever until like 3 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, we were golfing and the bottom fell out. And I was like, the bottom fell out. And he was like,
nobody says that.
He literally looked at me like I had two heads. Like, he was like,
from Georgia and Alabama down, like, I'm sure, or...
Guess where you are.
Yeah. I'm in Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
L.A.,
yeah.
baby. Yeah. Lower Alabama.
It was stand to reason. That people...
So, yeah, I was like, the bottom don't fell out. And he was like, the bottom fell out of what? And I'm like, it rained. What? He was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, my God.
Southern people need better sayings.
We have tons of great sayings.
Says the guy that calls soda pop.
Well, we have tons of good sayings. I have sayings for days I say around the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was in. We were at Publix earlier getting a pub sub, and it took them a month of Sundays to make the to make the sandwich.
A month of Sundays.
Yes.
So slow.
Yeah, month of Sundays.
Month of Sundays.
You never heard that? No. Nope. That's old people.
Stuff. Justin's got grandpa sayings though, bro.
I can't think of them off the top of my head now that we're talking about it.
Justin's got some grandpa sayings.
I love the old grandpa sayings.
Yeah.
Well, but I can't think of them.
I can't even think of any of the ones you say right now.
Month of Sundays. Yeah, I don't know why. They're eluding me.
Mm. Hotter than two hells.
Hotter than two hells. You got to put a little country. Accent. Yeah, you got to put a little country on it. Yeah. Or like hotter than Satan's toenails, stuff like that.
Stuff like
that.
He's got a lot. You got some you got from your grandpa. Yeah. I can't think of any of them right now. Yeah. I'll write some down when you say them, and then we'll... First month of the podcast. But yeah, that's what we did. We talked about movies. We talked about, what we talked about was disappointment on Sunday and talked about Jesus arriving. It was Palm Sunday. We did the whole thing. Come on. So,
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
That's right.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
So Sunday morning was good, man.
It was good.
And then Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Nate, give me your firsthand experience. So for those of you that don't know, Sunday night, we went to Friendship Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
Here in
Shout
Pensacola.
Shout out Friendship Missionary Baptist Church.
Pastor Timothy May hosted a seven last sayings of Christ service, which is pretty common, particularly in the African-American church. And so each saying is preached for somewhere between 10 and 12 minutes by a different pastor. So I got the invite to come be one of those pastors. And it was a good time, man. We went and, the only white people in the building were from Transformation Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, not only white people showed up from Transformation Church, there was plenty of other races and nationalities from Transformation Church, but we were repping it. It was fun. Now, the reason I say all that, I had to lay the foundation because that was Nate's first time in a predominantly black church.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
Nate was, when I say Nate could have got adopted in that joint.
I had a great time.
Yeah. Like, Nate was in it.
I was
talking to everybody.
He was
praise
hallelujah.
Breaking, shouting.
Was
he was doing
breaking,
the whole thing, but he was in
turning
it.
Around. Well, they said, turn around. Like,
Nate was,
like,
he had
was,
a little.
Did you have a praise break?
I mean, it wasn't like a fast praise break, but
almost,
it was a little.
I almost thought about.
He had a little step going.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun, and I've never worshiped Jesus in a way that they kind of presented it in that way. And it was
in a different culture.
In a different culture.
You've always been a predominantly white environment for your worship. Yes.
Yeah. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. The choir was dope. Like it was
a lot of fun.
You will come across some very good singers and musicians.
Great singers, great musicians, great preachers.
That's for sure.
It was a good time. Now, the few things that I thought was very interesting about the night. Number one, it was a lot of fun. It was a blast. It was cool to share the stage. There was a couple of people that preached that night that are like really big deals in the church world. You know, Pastor Miller and stuff. He's 81 years old, bro.
Was
like,
the pastor from Little Rock?
No, he wasn't with us. He was at, there was another one he was preaching at, but it wasn't with ours.
Because he's a big deal in Pensacola.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
But it was a good time. And we had, a few things I thought was interesting. One, all seven pastors ended on time. We had 12 minutes. We had a 12 minute time cap. Every one of us ended on time. That was wild.
That's a miracle.
That is a bona fide miracle.
That's a dang miracle.
Now, when you do the math, seven times, we all had 12 minutes. Seven times 12, right? 84.
That's a...
Yeah, 84.
That's an hour and 24 minutes.
Somehow, this church service still lasted 3 hours.
Yeah.
Which means...
And all of us got there like 5:30.
It was an hour and 36 minutes of...
Did they start on time?
Extracurricular. Yep. Yeah.
They started at 6.
Nice.
Started on time. Been in a lot of different multicultural environments, including predominantly African American, Asian, Hispanic, all this stuff, I've been in a lot of those environments. Most of the time, it doesn't start on time. So I was shocked.
Yeah. I mean,
and most of the time, pastors don't end on time. So I was
shocked.
We
used to do a lot there's a church here in town called Powerhouse Assembly of God.
Yeah.
And we used to do a lot with them. And when I back in the Ignite days and y'all, you know, stuff, I don't know if y'all ever came much to Powerhouse. I don't know.
I came once.
We did a lot. They would invite our like Ignite's praise and worship to come lead worship. They do these once a month worship events on like a Friday night. Gotcha. I preached twice there, but I was like, oh, they don't get in the hurt. Like if they say six, and we were used to showing up early, and the six didn't mean, I mean,
6:30, 6:35, 6:40.
Sometimes like 45 minutes late. I'm like, one time I told the guys, like, are y'all going to start? And like, yeah,
what's funny is,
we can go, and I was, it's just so different. But the services were always so good.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast.
Like they were so good.
What's so funny is, we are a stickler for time, especially starting on time, like at TC. Like we start on time.
Yeah.
If we're running like a minute and a half behind schedule, I'm like, A, it's extremely rare, and B, it's because something, a computer didn't start or something, and they're like trying to get it going. But what's funny is like people that come from other church backgrounds where starting on time is not a thing, they'll come to TC and they'll show up 45 minutes late. I'm like, brother, you got 20 minutes till we're done. Like, that person playing the piano isn't playing from worship left over. They're playing because we're about to leave. Like, know, so
that is funny to see. We do have people do that. They will come in. There's 10, 15 minutes of service left, and they show up. And I'm like, are you here for the next one?
Yeah,
or
right.
What's going on? So if that's you, let us know why you do that, because it weirds us out kind of. We're like, what's going on here? Are you early or are you late? Like, are you early for the next one? Or are you
multiple
late,
services?
Or are you
makes
late
room
for
that.
This one?
Yeah. That's real life, right?
No, that's funny.
Yeah, but all that say, we got a big weekend coming up. So we had a big weekend last week. Preached four times last weekend. Now we're going to preach four times again this weekend. Yeah. We're really just getting ready for four services. Is what we're doing, but got Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Go register your kids.
The
weather's going to
be good.
Whatever.
Last year I didn't realize. I forgot we had to cancel last year. Because I was trying to think of something. I was like, I couldn't in my brain bring the memory up, and it's because it wasn't there.
Yeah. No, we had to cancel last year, but this year we're going to have good weather. Saturday's going to be great. Sunday's going to be good weather. So we got back to back. It's going to be a great weekend, man. It's going to be awesome. So four service times on Sunday morning. Make sure you make note of that.
Please.
I encourage all of our TC people to prioritize the 8 o'clock or the 12:30 if you can. But we're going to go 8 o'clock, 9:30, 11, 12:30. I'm encouraging as many people possible push into the 8 or the 12:30 service, because I think that
those two middle,
that 9:30 and 11 is going to be thick.
Hey, with two C's. but we're going to have a lot of guests. We're going to have a lot of guests, and they're probably going to come to those two middle, you know.
Yeah. So more than likely.
We want to be hospitable.
Yeah, I want to make room.
Room for you.
Come on, take a say.
You know.
Bro, at the church services on a Sunday night.
Yeah, what?
They were at the end. So it's pretty common. They're like, they'll start singing a song at the end of the service, and they'll start like moving the microphone around the different people on the platform and let them sing a part of a song.
Yeah.
And I could see it coming. I could see it coming my direction. And I was like, I looked at the guy next to me, because me and him were cutting up the whole time. I said, just so you know, if they hand me that microphone, I'm handing it to you. I'm not singing.
We should do that here.
If I do have to sing, if they are like, no, you're singing, I had already decided in my mind I was just going to go full sin and be like, wah! So
that'd been cool.
Which probably would have tore the roof off the place.
Oh,
honestly,
they would have loved it.
It would have went.
Yeah, everybody would have loved it. Like everybody in that room would have loved it. So
yeah, it was funny. I opened my sermon Sunday night, and I was like, I have struggles. I struggle with food. And instantly everybody went nuts. And I was like, fried chicken, collard greens, cornbread, like,
it's good done. Food.
Once you do that, I was going. I jumped up, and I'm just like,
everybody went.
It was
nuts. It's like preaching at a pep rally, dude. It really is nuts. Awesome. So
I was gonna come. I went home. I had to go after church. I went to my mom's for a little bit because they did a little something for my stepsisters. By the time I got home, I passed out. When I woke up, it was like, what I say earlier, 5:40 or 5:40. I'm going to be late. And then I was debating, like, I probably can be late because they may start late.
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't want to, I was going to wear a suit, but I was like, I'm just, I'm
tired. No, it was a good time. It was a blast. But
that's cool that we get. I like when we get to do stuff with other churches every once in a while like that, you know. And we got to know Lou Timothy, Pastor Lou Timothy, back when we were on DeSoto Street. He come and hung out with us once or twice. And like,
yeah, we were on a. I was on a racial reconciliation panel with him, we've just connected over the years. And
when his dad started that church, mm-hmm. or I don't know, started, but was the pastor before
yeah,
him.
He was the pastor
for a long time. So there's a similarity there, I guess.
It was a good time, man. I told Nate yesterday, I've gotten 4 preaching requests since Sunday.
Oh, hey.
I did go preach at other churches. So I don't know that I'm taking all of them, but we've gotten it. So it's good. So there's a couple of them I know I'm taking. I'll be preaching at Zion Hope in October on a Wednesday night. So
Zion Hope.
It's going to be a good time.
October.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So good time. I got Brandon Mason's a new pastor there. So me and him's been connected.
What's the guy at Little Rock? You know him.
Is that Daryl?
Google it real fast.
I got you.
Yeah, but you're faster.
Yeah, but on podcast, the person behind the camera Googles
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hey, look it up. That's what they
That's
say.
That's what
hey,
they say. Hey, look it up. And then he looks it up.
let's see.
What's his name? Pastor,
Hold on. Lonnie Wesley.
Lonnie, yes.
Yeah, Lonnie.
The third. No, he's a big deal in Pensacola. Like,
I talked to him on the phone like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's, I know several people that through PYP that go to his church, but he's real active in the community and he sits on boards and all kinds of stuff.
He's like long tenured though, faithful.
He's been a long time.
Special, man.
Yeah. So that's cool.
But so, it was good. Good time. Good weekend last weekend. Got a good weekend coming up.
Yeah. Easter. So,
yeah. If you haven't registered to serve at the Easter egg hunt, go do that. MyTC.life. If you haven't registered to bring your kids to the Easter egg hunt, go do that. Also at MyTC.life. Anything else?
Nope.
Then make sure you pick your service for Sunday. Make sure you got your 2 people coming.
Hey.
So
Easter means Christmas worked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I've never heard of it that way, but yeah.
Easter means Christmas.
He did not get that one from his grandpa. I just want you to know that.
Nah. Yeah. I probably got that from Twitter years ago.
I only met his grandpa once, but I know he didn't get that one from him.
I probably got that from Twitter years and years ago.
Yeah.
Listen, this is what defines us as Christians.
Legit.
You know, the resurrection. The empty tomb. Yeah.
Everybody's
without that.
Everybody has a God that died. Only ours.
Yeah,
rose
I saw
again.
Like 4,200 religions or something. Like we're the only one with the God that you know
rose again.
Yeah.
Without the resurrection, we got nothing.
Yeah.
For us, I mean, that's what we are.
That's right.
Boom.
So, well,
baptism.
That's
Sunday.
All I got.
Baptism Sunday is gonna be crazy.
Baptism Sunday,
the
April 7th.
Yes. April 7th.
Normally it's the last Sunday of the month, but we had to move it because of Easter. But it's gonna be. We're going to have to figure some stuff out, I think. Yeah. Logistics and whatnot.
Maybe move them picnic tables out there and set up right out there.
That'd be.
You got to spigget right there. It'd be
that's
easy.
That's true.
Be easy. Yeah. All right. I got work to do, guys.
Listen.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Thanks for being with us.
Yep. Nothing too crazy this week.
It's been a good time.
Other than our movie selections.
Yeah.
Nate's ludicrous list.
Golly.
I feel like people are going to be like, wow, Nate, I'm so like, I love those movies too. I'm
yeah, they're all females.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure all those girls will say that.
Yeah.
But,
no offense to females, but like, that ain't, you know.
That's like where you it. Said no offense?
You know what I'm saying? That sounded kind of when I said it. Yeah, they're all women. You know, like, not that bad, I guess, you know, but that's the kind of movie women like, you know? All right, so we're out here. Yeah. Catch us next time for, what was this, the weekly follow-up?
Message recap.
Catch us next time for another sermon, another message recap episode.
Podcast. See you later, guys.
See y'all. Thank you.